The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Yisrael Rottenberg Shlita of the Kollel Eben HaEzer Lamaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tosfos in Ksubos on Daf Yom Lamed Beis and several other places in Shas as well brings Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in a Maisa Shehaya Bizmanoi. There was an Eishes Ish who Nebuch converted to Christianity, and then she was Nevelas Lagai, and now the guy was Megayer, and she did Tshuva, and she wants to know if she's allowed to marry him. Of course, in the meantime, the husband was Megarsher, or died, or else she would still be married to the first husband. So Rabbeinu Tam was mati her to marry the Ger. He says, it's not shaykh to say Echad Lobal ve'Echad Loboyol by Bias Goy, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Vazirma susim zirmosam," so bias goy is like a bias behema. Meila, she's muteres leger. He brings a raya from the Gemara there in Ksubis that she is not chayv misa bias goy. So he says, "Hu adin b'chaygamna." You don't say echel labal v'echel labayol to asher. There's a big b'focus rishonim and achronim. What Rabbeinu Tam holds in regard to the Baal himself. This lady who was mezana with a guy, is she muteres l'baila Yisrael or not? One of the rayas that's brought, for some reason Tosfos and Ksubos doesn't bring this raya, but one of the rayas that's brought by the other Tosfosin is from our sugya in Sota Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Mekanin al yedei guy. And the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? The Gemara said, you would think that it says, Kashem Shasur Labal, Hachasur Labal. So over here, where she's already Asur Reclaimed to the Baal, she's not Asur to the Baal. Kamashwar, that she is Asur to the Baal. The Beis HaLevi answers, the character is brought by Rebbech Ber, by the Tzvi Eish, and others. Says, Kinoi and Stira is different, even though normally, according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Bia would not ask her labayla. However, over here, where there was Kini and Stira, it would ask her labayla because it's totally in the Kpeda of the Baal. He brings a raya from the Gemara that says, also on Chavav and Beis at the bottom, that La'olam l'shekini l'aderech yivar, ma'al detema the Kpeda of the Baal Talia Rachmana, u'baal haka kapid, kamash malon. So he learns that the kamash malon is not that it's not totally in the Kpeda of the Baila, but it's totally in the Kpeda of the Baila. The kamash malon, there's no Kpeda of the Baila by Derech Yivar. But avada by the B.S. Goy, where there is the Kpeda of the Baila, so the Kinui and the Stira are what ushers her Le Baila, even though without Kini Yestiva, if she was Tamazana with a guy, she would be Muteres Le Baila. And Lechaira Al Pisfara, the Shitas that say that Rabbeinu Tam is Mater Le Baila are correct, because the same logic that applies why he's Mater her to the Baila, because it's like a Bias Behema, that should also be Mater Le Baila. So there are those who say that the Yeshul Chalak between the Bia of the Baal and the Bia of the Baal. The Rosh Hashivas talk about it, Rav Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber, Rav Chanan. And what seems to come out is something along the lines of, you can't be Miyachas the Bia of the Goy. You can't be Miyachas the Goy to the Bia. The Goy doesn't have Yachas, so that there was a Bias issue done here, but you can't be Miyachas to any particular Goy. So in Mela, this Goy is not considered to be the one who was Baalel, because Ein Lo Yachas, so his Bia is not as Yachas to him. But Mela, it's not Shaykh to say, Asur LeBaal, that if this is the Baal, she'll be Asur. Others want to answer using the aside of the Maharik, the famous Maharik, who says that the din of Isser Eishes Ishus Mizana Labaila is al tumal amal ba'isha. It's not totally in the usual gedarim of shagig and einis. He says, even if the isha is a shagig, even if she thinks that it's mutter for her to be mizana, she's still asur labaila, because That's why Esther would be Asur LaMordechai, even though she was an Oynis and she was allowed to be Nevelos LaChashverosh to save Klal Yisrael, but it's still considered to be Umal Amal V'Isha. So what then over here by the guy, it's still considered, even though it's not technically a V'Yis Arayis, it's still, you have the same Svara of Umal Amal V'Isha. The Halacha, as far as the Israel Labaila goes, it's Klar, it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch Simei Yitzayin that she's Asur Labaila, not like a Beinu Tam. And the Torah, in fact, in Simon Kufayin Ches, when he brings this Rabbeinu Tam, the Gabi Hefta to the boil, he says, Avada, she's Asur Labal, but she's Muteris Laboil. It's interesting that Digris Moshe, Ebn Ezechel Labal, Simon Mendalad, says that you can't even use this sheet for a sniff, he says, because there is no opinion that says that she's Muteris Laboil. He says, Rabbeinu Tam holds that she's only Muteris Laboil. But L'chayr is Ari Shainim, the Meiri and Taisa Yishanim in Masechta Yuma say that Rabbeinu Tam was Mater HaLabayla. And there's a newly printed Tshuva from the Marami Rutenberg that also says the Feirish that Rabbeinu Tam holds that she's Muteris Labayla. So in fact, there are those who do use this Heta Labayla as a sniff. The Tzitz Eliezer uses it as a sniff. In fact, the Avnei Nezer wants to say Lamaisa like Rabbeinu Tam. His svar is because since she's already Asura Leboil LeGoy even before she got married, so the Isser of Eishes Ish cannot be Chal on the Goy because ain't Isser Chal al Isser. So Mamela, there's taka no Isser al Eishes Ish for her to be developed LeGoy. Mamela, she's Muteris Labaila. Others ask on the Avnei Nezer, the Igros Moshe time is that Ein Yisrachal Al Isser is only Lagabi the Oynish, but not Lagabi the Etzim Isser. But of course, that's a big Shaila among the Achronim, what the Shaila in Ein Yisrachal Al Isser is. And others time on the Avnei Nezer that the Isser of Pnuyo Lenochri is not an Isser the Araisa, it's only Lagamaka Mardis Mizer Rabbanon. Mela, the Isser certainly is Chal. In fact, the Avnei Nezer goes even further, and he wants to say that even the Paiskim who were Cholok on Rabbeinu Tam, but since she did not know, and she was Zinso with the Goy, that Al Yedei Zeh, she would be Aser Le Baila, at least in his case. So then there's an Umdana, that if the Baal, B'Shat Kiddushin, would have known that she was going to Mizana with a Goy, Bichai Gavna, that she doesn't know that she would be usher to him Ayyadeh Zeh, he would have been Mekacha Chutz Migoy. And therefore, since he has such an Umdana, she's not an Eishes Ish L'Gabi the Goy at all. But this far, the Yigros Moshe and the Birka Shloima from Rav Shloima Tena, they don't like this svar. They don't like the umdana, and they don't like the fact that the etzem din that you can be that a chayach to be mekadosh chutz migoy. Other rishonim, the Rosh, the Ritva, and the Mordechai, they say that halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, but lo mitamei. So the Mordechai and the Ritva brings Rabbeinu Yechiel that says that the reason is because you say Gershon's guy kekaten shenoy ladami. Mela, this guy is not considered to have been the one who was Baal Leha Bishas that she was an Eishes Ish, because now he's a brand new person. Mela, she's Muteres to the Ger. The Rosh says, and the Rosh in fact says that there's a riot to his din from the Gemara in Saita Gufa, says the Rosh that since Bishas Maisa, there was no Isser to the Boil, because she was already Isser to the Boil, like the Gemara says, that's who the Gemara says in Saita. You would think that since she's not, that since she's already Asur to the Boil, so there's no new Isser being Chal on the Boil. So who then she should be Muteris Labaila? Kamash Malon not. But you see from the Gemara that Maisa, there's no new Isser being Chal on her now, that she's Nevelos La'akum. So Mamela, who Adin, later on after he becomes a Ger, there was never an Isser of Echel Abal v'Echel Abayil Chal. Because if it wouldn't be an Isser that was chal on him, so then the Gemara wouldn't have a hamina to say that she shouldn't be a Surah Labayla. The Truma Sadeshan likes this Raya of the Rush so much that he even asks on Tysus. He says, well, what is Tysus' whole thing of Ravina Tan? Did Tysus forget the Gemara in Saita that says that there's no Isser, that there's no Isser being the Chalish on the Baal? The Pnei Yeshua says, in fact, that the Ravina Tan is takamasking to the Rush, that the reason why she's Muteris Labayl is because of what the Gemara says in Saita. That's Kivan. So it's not shy to say that there's a new Isser. However, so why did Rabbeinu Tam need his far of Zirma Susan Zirmasam? He needed that for a different reason, because there's a din of Nitan. It says in the Mishnah in Yevamos Daf Chav Talim and Beis, a Nitan al Eshes Ish im Kinis Maitzi. If someone is suspected of being with an Eshes Ish, and then the husband dies or is megarish her, he is not allowed to marry her. And if he does marry her, the din is mitzi, he is obligated to be mitzi her with the get. Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, since Rabbeinu Tam proved that you're not chayav misa on the bia of a guy, it's not considered bia of an eshes ish, so meila, who are din by the din of Nitan, it's not considered as though he was Nitan on an HS Ish. It's considered like he was Nitan on a Pnuya. And the din over there is Imkines Ene Maitzi. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam allowed them to remain married. The Chor of the Pnei Yeshua was a Pella. Because the whole reason why, Rashi says that the whole reason why Nitan ala Haishas Ish im Kinis Maitzi is because she's a Surah Labayl. But if over here we're going Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that she's not a Surah Labayl, she's Muteris Labayl, so why should there be a din of im Kinis Maitzi? So Vaiter, why should Rabbeinu Tam have to come on to his new reason? It should be enough to say the reason of the Rosh, that you see from the Gemara and Saita that there's no Isser Chal on the Baal. The point that Pnei Yeshua raises, though, about Nitan, is something which the later Chayim talk about in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Chayim, they ask on Rabbeinu Tam, how can he be mater, this ger, to marry the woman? It says in the Tosefta in Masechet Yevamos says Beferish, says Goy Habo Abay Yisrael, Harizeh Lo Yichnois. So what's the pshat that Rabbeinu Tam permitted her to marry this ger? He was a guy who was bought al bas Yisrael. So why should he be better than any other such person? So the Chidah explains, and the Abiyonir Paskins like him in the Tshuva, that here, where they were living together as man and wife while they were still Goyim, before he was Megayer, Mela, it's like a case of Imkinis, where we say that Goy Habo Abbas Yisrael, even though Lo Yichnois, but Imkinis Einai Maitzi. So over here, since they were living together already before they were married, it's considered as though they're already married. What got me the din of Imkinis Einai Maitzi. Now, we will not separate them now that he was this guyer. Rav Shlomo Kluger wants to say that he's Medayeg from Rashi in Yevamos that the whole Isser of Nitan is because if they do eventually get married, then people will say, oh, the original suspicion that he was bought Oleha while he was a guy, that suspicion is true. However, in the case where you know for sure that he was bought Oleha before, if they were living together, so then Mamela, there is no Isser Nitan. However, the problem is that Rishonim say Beferish, Ramban and the Rashba over there say that according to Rashi, if we know for sure that it's true, so then Afilu Imkinis Maitzi. And this gets us into a Shiloh as to what the Isser of Nitan is in the first place. So the Ramban and the Rashba and other Rishonim explain that the reason why Lo Yichnas is because it will call the Geiris into question. Because we are afraid that maybe the Geiris was L'shem Ishus. He was Megayer, so he should marry her. So Rav Moshe relies on this Svara to say that in a case where they were already married civilly while they were Goyim, it's not shy of the whole issue of Nitan, because there's no suspicion that he was Megayer in order to marry her, because they were already married. They were perfectly happy living as Goyim. Now, it could be that this will depend on what the exact sequence of events was, because if you look in the Lashonos of the Rishonim and the Poskim, some of them say that the husband was Megarisher before the Geiris, and others are Mashma that the husband was Megarisher after the Geiris. So it could be that if the husband was first Megarisher after the Geiris, so there's no Tzad, so maybe there's no Tzad to say that the Geiris was L'shem Ishus, because B'shach the Geiris, she was still married, so he wouldn't be allowed to marry her anyway. So Mela, once there's no Shaila on the Geiris, and Mela there wouldn't be any more the Isser Nitan. However, even in such a case where the Geiris happened before the Baal's Megarisher, if this Ger and this woman got married before the Gerishin, Lachar, you would have a problem. Even if the Baal's Megarisher afterwards, let's say they didn't know B'shas, the Geiris, that she was still married. So even if the Baal's Megarisher afterwards, Lachar, you have a problem that she should be Asur to the Ger because of the Bia that he did now. This of course, is totally in the Shaila of Boil Shani, whether if an Isha who's already Asur Labaila because she was Mizana one time, and then somebody else is Mizana with her, whether she becomes Asur to him too, which I think will be discussed by the person giving the next year. However, so the Chor, that should be totally, this case should be totally in that din also, but there's a tshuva from the Matama Yitzchak that's born in the Yotzer Poiskim, who wants to say that no, that in this case, even if the Gerushin happened after she had already remarried this, even after she had already married this Ger, still she would not be Asur Loi, even if you normally hold that she is Asur to the Boil Sheni, because over here there's no din of Echad Labal v'Echad Laboil, since Bishas Maisa, he was a guy. Since the Bia that Asur her le Baila, he was a guy, so you can't say Echad Labal v'Echad Laboil, like the Rosh said. So Mela, who I did now that he's Baal Olel after he became Jewish, you can't say that the Pasuk of Venitma is going to answer her. Because if the Pasuk of Venitma didn't answer her to the Boil the first time because he was a guy, so it's not going to answer her to the Yisrael the second time, because there was never a din of Venitma la Boil Chal. Maram Shik wants to use this din of Boil Sheni to explain Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. What's bothering him is the Chayra, the Marik, the Svara of the Marik of Umol Laboy Mal, that we said before that the Paiskim say to explain why she's Asur Labaila, even a Kwanja Ben Atam, he says, Lachaira, that Svara is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch without a Chaylik. Even though there are later Paiskim who were Chaylik on it, the Chalkas Yoyev and others, but it's hard to hear that there would be a Raya from this Rabbeinu Tam, not like that Marik. Plus, he says, once she's Asur le Baila, Mitam the Marik, she should vice be Asur le Baila. So he wants to explain that even according to the Marik, the only time that she's going to be, even if you hold that Baila Shani Asur her le Baila, that's only a Bia that is the type of Bia that was done by Rotsin. He brings rayas from Lashonis of the Paiskim that it's only if she was Zinsa Barosan, that's the only time that Boil Shane is going to ask her. So Mela, he wants to say that in the case of the Marik, of where she's Amra Mutter, and she's considered to be an Inus, even though she's Asur Labal, because Amal Amal Beisha, and she's Asur to the Boil because she's Asur to the Baal, but a Boil Shani,
b'chai gavna, she would be muteret, because he's not actually ushering her to the Baal. So Meila, he wants to say, by the case of Rabbeinu Tam, where you have an Eishes Ish who was Hemira, she converted, so the many Paiskim in Evan Ezra, Simon Zion hold that she's Asura Labayla. So Meila, she's already Asura Labayla. So this Bia of the guy is not ushering her to the Baal, because she's already ushered to the Baal. The etzem fact that she was Nishtamda, that itself is ushering her to the Baal. So Meila, the guy is like a Baal Shani. And since this Bia of the guy is only considered Bia because of the Din of the Marik of Umola Boy Moal, the Meila, since she's not ushering him, since he's not ushering her to the Baal, Al Yedei this Bia, the Meila, she would be Muteres to the Baal. That's the Chesherin of the Maram Shik. Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kufa and Ches, brings Shita Shabbeinu Tam Lagabe being Matar to the Baal, B'Shem Yesh Oimrim, and many other Paiskim use that at least as a sniff to be Matar her in these cases. As far as the Shaila of whether Rabbeinu Tam said his din even by Baal, so we already said before that the Igris Moshe said that you cannot use that as a sniff, because he held that there is no such shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and even those who hold that there is such a shita of Rabbeinu Tam, certainly it's unfortunate Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zayin Sefer Aleph that you know Paskei like it, but there are those like the Tzitz Eliezer who hold that you could use it as a sniff.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.